So we began last week discussing the inyan of a mu, which is akdama to the chiyuv hishtadlus. You know, as the plan over here is, if we understand what are we believing in, what's our mun in, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the world, and what's his relationship with the world, how is he involved in everything that goes on in this world, in the world that we're in, and we understand it, we begin to believe it for real. We internalize it, we make it part of us, so that brings to the darga of bitachin, which then we're ready to understand, okay, so how much hishtadlus and what do I need to do as hishtadlus in each situation. So I would like to get more to hishtadlus in the next chabura, just on one last chabura we spoke about the shittas of Rambam, and Sefer Mitzvahs, Seidei HaTorah, and Mor Nevuchim, how the Rambam views that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the cause to all causes, the source to all sources, and how he constantly giving a tzivoy, is hashkacha, this hashkacha pratis on every single anything and everything that goes on in this world. And we also explained that a person works with bechir chafshis, and everything that happens to a person is mitad tzchar v'oynish v'chulei. The Ramban, in his Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, the Ramban wrote a conscious Emunah B'Tochen, Ha'emunah U'B'Tochen. And he writes over there that bitachon applies in certain areas and certain areas not. What does that mean? He quotes the pasuk, "Bitach ba'Hashem va'asei toiv." Bitach ba'Hashem, have bitachon Hashem va'asei toiv, and do good deeds, do good ma'isim. Shechoin ba'aretz, live in the world. Urei emuna, and pasture emuna, and build your emuna. So he says this pasuk is the yisoy to everything. When it comes to a person's ruchnius, the Ramban says, when it comes to a person's ruchnius, so anything to do, or anything to do with his ruchnius, it says the Ramban, has nothing to do with hashkacha pratis. It's all up to his bechira chafshis. Does he want to do a mitzvah, or he doesn't want to do a mitzvah? Does he want to do avera, or he does not want to do avera? Now, this doesn't mean that Hashem is not involved and does not help the person. Because Chazal tells, "V'derech shadim ritzal leilach me'lichin oisai," but Abol the Torah m'sayneser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does get involved. Says the Ramban, what that means is that everything comes from the person's bechir chafshis. However, once a person has done his maximum hishtalus, we're talking about now in ruchnius, as soon as he does his maximum hishtalus in that direction, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take over and make sure that you can achieve your goal. But one thing is clear, says the Ramban, he speaks out, he says, you can't just sit there and say, okay, a lulav is going to come to my house, or an esrog is going to come to my house, or a matzah will come to my house. That a person can't do. You need to put the effort into it, in your maximum effort into being mekayim the mitzvah. This is what you decide to do. You try to do it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and Messiah will help you get further. So, bitachon works in a more direct way with a person's physical functions, meaning in the not the ruchnistic ways, but not the ruchnistic in yonim. Over there, bitachon works more. Now, bitachon will only work with a person. However, says Ramban,
you mean
that's what it'll mean. Meaning like this. That says about with your physical needs or your physical functions. So for that, bitachon will over there. That's where bitachon plays the role. Bitachon will only work with a person who has a deep emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. So this is what he explains. He says bitach b'Hashem means that bitach b'Hashem, but you still need v'asei toiv. You still need to do mitzvahs, ma'asim toivim. And this is your achrayis. Your achrayis is that you need to vasei toiv. You can't say if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be mekayim the mitzvah of shaking the aluminum, okay, well, come to me. No such thing. Betach Hashem, even if you have betachin in Hashem, vasei toiv, you still need to do ma'asim toivim. You still need to put in your maximum effort. Shechon ba'aretz urei be'emunah. The Ramban says, the Ramban teaches that the Rabban in Sefer Mitzvahs, it says Asay Aleph over there, let's say hey, the Rabban says that the pasuk is Anech Hashem Alekecha Sheitzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says the mitzvah Muna is that I am Hashem Alekecha that took you out of Mitzrayim. So the Rabban explains what's the pasuk teaching us. So we know the famous Rabban in Parshas Boy. Rabban over there talks about what Yetzias Mitzrayim has come to teach us, and the Rabban in Sefer Mitzvahs, and also on the pasuk of Anech Hashem Alekecha, he's mefarshed us the kavan of what he means in Parshas Boy. Everyone learns Parshas Boy, but if you learn it together with the Rabbans in other places, I think it comes out clearer. That what was the purpose of all the nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did? Kadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous nisim. What was the purpose of the nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did by Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says the Rabban, to teach us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, chayfetz v'ratzayim, it's his will and his drive, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world, the Rabban puts in over there, controls it, and it's not just an automatic machine. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's being exercised in a very specific direction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every part of what goes on in this world. The same idea like the Rambam, but the Ramban is pointing out that the limit from Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we have to believe that just HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes tremendous nisim, he makes nisim gluyim, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too we have to believe that everything else which seems to be teva is also a nes. It's also a nes. It's also happening from the Baruch Shem. It's coming from the Baruch Shem. The Ramban on the pasuk of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha says over there, what's the mitzvah of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha? We have to put ourselves in his hands. There may be other ruchais. There may be other kaychais over here. There may be other addresses. But we have to put ourselves in his hands. And one has to know, the Ramban says over there, that the way that Hashem controls this world is according to our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And when one has this deep confidence that this is how the world runs, that's emuna. That's emuna. So therefore the Bible says, Shechon ba'aretz. This is how a person lives in this world. Shechon ba'aretz. How do you live in this world? Re'e be'emuna. You have to build on your emunah. You have to build on your emunah. So b'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov is talking about inyan ruchnius. Shchayim ba'aretz or emunah is how a person lives in this world. Now, the emes is, it's interesting, the Rambam learned that the mitzvah z'aseh of emunah is anecha shalal kecha. The Rambam says in Yisrael Deuteronomy, from Yitzis Mitzrayim alone, we can't learn anything out. You can't learn something out from Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person gets nothing from Mifsim, he says. So the person could always say, maybe it's this or that. So you can always give reasons for the Mifis. So the Mifis alone is not what we learn from. However, the Rambam explains in Mar Nebuchim and other places, he explains that he says, Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the whole world. There was the nine, there was the ten makas, the makas, and to the point that even the Mitzrayim said at one point, Etzba Lekimhi. They saw Gila Shechina, right? We say in Haggad, we say, Meira Haggadol Zu Gila Shechina, right? Meira Haggadol means, what does Meira mean? They saw. The Targum says, Unklus says, Meira Haggadol means to see. They saw Gadol, they saw the Gilei Shechina. They saw the Gilei Shechina. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, they understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it. And when all the Bechayim died at once, they had Akara that this is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ra Shivcha B'yam, Mashlei Ra Yechezko Ben Buzi B'chol Nevuasei. What we know Yechezko Ben Buzi, he saw Ma'aseh Merkava. Ma'aseh Merkava is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. That's Ma'aseh Merkava. So every person at the Rosh Shivcha, even a Shivcha by the Yam, was able to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, the Pasuk says, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem, means they reached a high darga in emuna. In emuna, this is what they saw. This meira gadol zugidish shechina, which they saw already in Mitzrayim by the Makkos, then Makkos Bechayrus, and then Yitzias Mitzrayim brought to a darga of emuna, of clarity, of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world and how He runs this world. Says the Rambam that when they came to Har Sinai, they went on to even a higher madrega. That's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, over there mitzvah that we quoted last week, that he brings a raya from the Gemara Makkos. The Gemara Makkos says that, Sefer Mitzvahs, I'm sorry. The Rambam. So he brings a raya from the last Gemara Makkos. The Gemara says over there, he's going on the first mitzvah. Hu tzivoy shetzivar lahamin helikus, if they believe, the Baruch Shem, v'hu shenamin sheisham ilav siba hu poyel uchol anim tzayis. V'hu amri yisbarach anaychi Hashem al-kech. It doesn't bring that shayit tzisicha. V'besayv Gemara Makkos amru, Tayag mitzvahs nemrulai. It says over there, 613 mitzvahs. Mikra, how do we know 613? Torah tzivlana maisha. Torah is bigmatria, 611. So the Gemara is, Torah bigmatria hachi, havishis mea, v'chatsari. So the Gemara answers, anaychi v'layiya mipi hagvur shamon. That anaychi, and Laia was heard from Piagvura. Was heard. Hine kvaris baralachaki anechi Hashem mechlal sheishmeiz v'shleishat v'mitzvahs v'tzivoy b'emuni k'may shabiyano. So the Rambam explains in other places, and we'll see it inside in the Sefer Maspik, that by Har Sinai they reached a very even a higher darga. Teret tzivol ar Moshe anechi v'Laia mipiagvur shmanom. It was a high madrega, and it was the Rambam says that the nevuah of Moshe was a darga which was higher than all other nevim. All other nevim was peel peh adab. I'm sorry, to Moshe main was peel peh adaber, kashay daber ish oreihu. Right, like a person has a conversation in words. As one person to another. So too, Hashem has a conversation with Moshe Ben. Like Cain Avdi Moshe. All other Nevi'im are b'maro b'chidais. With a vision or with riddles. Another Navi, it has to be in a chaloim. Like Yirmiyahu, in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu. He saw the seer nefuach and iroya, right? So he had to give an interpretation to it. What was the boiling pot do? What does it mean to me? Klai Yisro by Har Sinai was on a higher madrega than any other Navi, but one notch lower than Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the day they reached, they were able to hear the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they couldn't handle it. They're one notch lower. So Zog the Rambam, the our tzivei of Anecha Hashem Lekecha is that we have to take our emuna, just like, you know, what happened then at Har Sinai. The nevuah was represented by a call. It was a clarity of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's where they reached. And more than that, his mitzvahs and how he runs the world. And he's in control and he runs the world. So that's our tzivui. We have to take our emunah and build the emunah and internalize it in ourselves and make it deep and with absolute clarity. We have to make it clear to us. And that's the way the Rambam teaches. Anaycha Hashem Lekecha Sheitzitzicha means everything they saw in Mitzrayim, which brought them to understanding of the clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our mitzvah to work on ourselves. To get to this clarity. And the Ramban's Legin Sujas, the Ramban said that we learn from Mitzrayim itself. We learn from Mitzrayim itself.
What?
What's the Ramban saying? It's from Hashem. It's Sichah Meretz Mitzrayim. All the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in Mitzrayim was to teach us this limud. The Rambam learns shtickle that that it's the daga that we were on at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's the mitzvah that we need to work towards. So our avodas Hashem is that the etzem, our avodah is making real by us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, how his chayfetz v'ratzin, he controls it the way he wants, and he's not limited by this world, because he created this world. Just according to Ramban, just the Nikudah, according to Ramban, you don't need to go to Maim Har Sinai. That's the word. According to Ramban, you don't have to go to Maim Har Sinai. It's sufficient enough for the Gilu Shechina in Mitzrayim, that he runs this world down to its finest detail. And this is the Ramban of Pashas Bay. You take a look at the Ramban, that's what he's saying over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us he's running the entire world, and the Nisim Agluyim, that even the Nisim Nistarim are coming from him. And once he showed us how he's running the world down to the finest detail, so he wants us to know that he has the ability, and he's still doing that. The Rambam just writes that was through Maim Har Sinai.
Because
from the Nisim Gluyim, that Rambam says, say the Torah says, we can't really learn from that because people can always say,
but it's how they saw their mission so clearly.
That's Maim Har Sinai.
I thought they got it already by the Yamsa.
It was Dagas. That's what you're saying. In Mitzrayim already, there's a Gilu Shechina.
It wasn't
hand-picked. That's right. By Makkas Becharis was even more. Right. And then by Yitzis Mitzrayim, they reached a Daga, which is more than Yechazim Muzi. By Maim Har Sinai, they grew even more than that. One notch lower than Moshe. And that's our mitzvah,
Vanei Cheshon
L'Kecha. They didn't get that yet. That's right. They didn't have that by the Yam yet. Okay. So Mitzvah, next week, we'll go a step further and we'll be able to get closer to our goal. Have a good night.